Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time now for The Remembrance Project, our weekly series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. Today, she remembers a dentist from Charlestown who was known for his own smile.
An artist paints every inch of his life. If he's a pediatric dentist, he paints there. If he's a singer, he paints there. If he's both, as Dr. Eugene Meyerhoff was, it only enlarges his canvas for the lucky people around him.
You're a grand old flag.
You know, he had this kind of vaudeville-y, Sinatra-y type way of saying it. As a dentist, what he would do, as he did everywhere, he sang a little bit and just was able to put people, especially children, at ease.
Red, white, and blue, where there's never...
Dr. Meyerhoff's son, Jonathan, one of three, grew up with a father who couldn't help but start sunny days with, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." He painted, gardened, carried a solo practice, and cared for all the teeth in the nuclear family. He was cheerfully unpretentious. Playing with toys in the chair, little patients never feared him. He caused no trauma because he hadn't known any himself.
I was looking at one of his old high school yearbooks and what someone had written about him, as you can always tell Gene Meyerhoff by the smile on his face. You know, that's him. Every picture you see, everything you see, he's in a smile.
Singing preceded dentistry by decades. Growing up in Philadelphia, Gene sang with his father and brother in the synagogue choir and a barbershop quartet. He left an artistic mark on the most mundane details of life.
Everything in the everyday just had these little touches of him. You know, even the way he sneezed. No one sneezed like my dad.
But he had a unique tenderness, too.
I remember one time when I was in college, I think we'd had a disagreement of some sort, and he wrote me a letter asking for forgiveness for whatever he'd said or done that had upset me.
It was what his son called a steady state goodness, and it was patriotic as well as personal. When Gene retired with his wife to Charlestown, he used to walk out in the morning past the Constitution and salute the flag.
You know, that's how he would kick off his day, and those were the things that gave him joy.
After Gene's death in October, just 2 days following his 50th wedding anniversary, the Jewish singing group he'd been a loyal member of staged a tribute concert. For his family, the music was bittersweet. They were used to hearing his voice. That night, they heard its absence.
So should all the acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Now, you know, the original words were actually rag, not flag.
You're a grand old rag?
You're a grand old rag.
Dr. Eugene Meyerhoff died in Boston last October. He was 78 years old, remembered there by writer Alyssa Eli. The Remembrance Project is a series from the WBUR iLab. If you'd like to nominate a loved one for Remembrance, email us at remember@wbur.org.